Labor negotiations haven't been easy between the two sides for a long time, with shouting, complaints, and a series of court cases complicated by the control board and the imposed wage freeze. Any teacher can tell you how much that meant in lower pay and prospectively lower pensions. Now, the current majority on the board wants a contract, but a sharply different one. Board member Carl Palladino says past boards were too easy in labor talks.
We can't stagger the start times of schools and save $6 million a year because Phil Rumor has to approve it. We can't, in other words, management prerogative, important management prerogative can't be addressed because Phil Rumor has to be paid for anything that he does, or he wants the teachers to be paid. And that's unfair. That outlook has to change.
Over the years, Rumor has said there would be changes in a new contract. Possible cuts in cosmetic surgery benefits or possibly advance notice of retirements. His close re-election as president in a low turnout suggests many teachers don't object to his methods of pushing the union side against the deeply divided school board. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.